blessed at all. So the vicar grabbed a chair and said, "Come on, James, come and stand on here so you can see." I crawled up onto my knees and then up onto my feet so that I was standing, and what I saw then, at that moment, changed something inside me forever. This may sound incredibly dramatic and hard for you to believe, for a memory to be this vivid or important at such a young age, but I promise you, I remember this as if it was yesterday. I stood on the chair and looked out towards the congregation and saw row after row of people staring back at me. There were probably about 40 or 50 people in the congregation that day, but to my four-year-old self, it looked like a sea of millions. The whole point of me being on the chair was to see Ruth being blessed and the devil being renounced from her soul. But from the moment I saw people looking at me, I don't think I once looked at Ruth or what was happening on the platform, because in my eyes, this was no longer a platform. This was a stage. I started to pull faces and dance my arms around, and a ripple of oohs and ahs from the people watching turned into giggles, and giggles turned into laughs as I bent over and looked back at them through my legs. The longer I carried on, the more people were looking at me instead of watching the christening take place. Even the people on the platform were giggling, as I was by now pretending to sing into a microphone. I don't know what happened to my insides up there, but they changed forever. This felt good, really good. As the blessing came to an end, the vicar welcomed Ruth into the church and then